fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Wednesday, the 17th day of August. Our prepper tip of the day. Gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the women in your life during a long-term crisis, here's what you do. First of all, a little groundwork here, a little background. 99.9% of the time during a long-term crisis, you're not going to be fending off the zombie horde. You're going to be doing routine things around the house, around the farm, around the ranch. Routine chores that normally would take place anyway, except you probably won't have the power grid to help you. That's where the prepper tip of the day comes in. Maytag Ringer washers. It's pretty easy to get enough electricity to make a 110-volt motor to work, but it's a lot more complex to get hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure to make a modern washing machine work. Maytag Ringer washers don't take hot and cold running water under 40 pounds pressure. There's not even a place to hook them up. And Maytag Ringer washers can be reconfigured to run off a bicycle. And some of the older ones actually ran off a small one-cylinder gasoline engine. How about that? Some of the antique ones. Of course, they're all antiques at this point because they haven't made them for more than 30 years. Maytag Ringer washers. Get one. Make sure it's in good working order. You may want to modify it to run off a bicycle. Maybe get a couple of them. One to run off a bicycle, one to run off electricity, or even a gasoline engine. There's lots of ways to skin that cat. But it will be doing laundry. Will not go away. The need to do laundry will not go away during a crisis. And getting a Maytag Ringer washer and having it in functioning condition when the power grid's down could very well, gentlemen, make you a hero in the eyes of whoever might be doing the laundry, maybe even yourself. We'll take your questions, calls, and comments here at Republic Broadcasting at 800-313-9443. Well, we're into the third week now of the promotion for Republic Broadcasting, a little fundraiser. If you mail in a postcard, you can get it. If your postcard is the one that gets drawn, I should say, you'll have the opportunity to purchase an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a factory-made fitted mattress pad for 10% off retail. $200 of that purchase price goes to Republic Broadcasting when you buy your energy cleaner, if your postcard is drawn. If it's not drawn, you still get a $20 discount on an energy cleaner. Pretty good deal. All the details are at my website, thelibertyman.com. Also, you'll find the Rocket Stove Rocket Heater on sale, $850 off. It's summertime now, but winter will be here before you know it. It's amazing technology. You need to check it out. Small factory. They make up about 10 or 15 stoves at a time, getting ready for shipping, and then they start out on the next batch right near me here in Sullivan, Missouri. Well, I'm doing my research on getting caught up on optics. It was last winter around December, January, last time I really took any time to research what's going on with optics as it regards firearms. And sure enough, a lot of new things going on. Interesting, fascinating new things going on in the world of optics. Television cameras are now being integrated and becoming part of rifle scopes. I could see this coming. I could see some of the beginnings of it last year, but now it's here full force. It's a welcome addition to the options we have when it comes to rifle scopes. I'm still doing my homework. I am nowhere near becoming an expert on this. I'm just a novice, struggling to get up to speed on this new technology, as I'm sure some of you are as well. A TV camera on top of your rifle. How about that? They can be useful, just as useful in daytime as well as nighttime, which is a pretty neat thing. Prior to this, there was ways to have night vision scopes that could be flipped out of the way, so your daylight scope could be used and flipped down when you need them at nighttime. Rather cumbersome, awkward devices, to say the least, but they worked. Nothing wrong with them. And being able to see at night is almost like magic. Truly it is. Now, we heard from Desert Eagle yesterday is that these typically somewhat inexpensive, it's a relative term, I know, inexpensive, TV camera rifle scopes, and I may not be using the proper terminology, but that's all I know to call them for the time being, are the equivalent of Generation 4 night vision. Now, Generation 4 night vision is phenomenal. It truly is phenomenal. I've never had the opportunity to look through Gen 4. I have had the opportunity to look through Gen 3, and walking around in darkness is like walking around at high noon on a sunny day. It is that good. It's hard to imagine anything better than that, but obviously Generation 4 is better than that, and apparently some of these new television camera rifle scopes have that same capability for a dramatically less price. That's a good thing. Anytime you can get a high-quality product at a good price, that's always a good thing. Doesn't matter what it is. The engineers, I'm sure, have found a way to make the electronics rugged enough on these rifle scopes to withstand the recoil of a heavy recoiling rifle. The bolt-action 308 has quite a bit of recoil. I don't know if they're up to snuff to stand up to a 50 caliber or not. That would be the gold standard 50 caliber Browning machine gun rounds fired out of a rifle is the most powerful cartridge you can buy that I'm aware of as far as over the counter without getting a destructive device license and paying a special tax and so forth. So it's fascinating to be learning about this. I'll be studying it later today. I was talking to Jimmy over there at Desert Eagle, and he's going to be sending me some material by email on the television rifle scopes that he's offering for sale at his place of business. And it's fascinating, this new technology, what it can do, what it's capable of doing, how it works, the price point, the size, the weight, all these things I find quite fascinating. And if you're interested in high-quality optics for precision marksmanship, you'll probably be interested in them also. It's not the kind of thing most men will do is buy night vision or thermal imaging. They simply don't, won't, even though they got the wherewithal to do so. It's not high on their list, or they don't even think about it at all. A good quality night vision monocular has a lot of flexibility. You can attach it to a helmet or to a specially made headset and have it cover whichever eye you choose, your left eye or your right eye. A lot of operators, as we call them now, prefer that method as opposed to having night vision cover both eyes. I haven't done either yet. I've held up night vision to one eye and walked around a bit, but never had the head-mounted version. I probably would go more towards the covering one eye version because of the increased peripheral vision that you would have, and very possibly better depth perception as well. I'm not sure what kind of depth perception you would have if you had the binocular version. I simply don't know that. But depth perception is pretty important, especially if you're using it to operate a motor vehicle or an airplane or a boat at night. Not optional. You have to have depth perception. You're going to end up in trouble pretty quick. Once you get the equipment, you need to, if it's a rifle scope, you need to mount it on the rifle of your choice and sight it in. I've done this already. It's almost like magic. I set up a 70-foot indoor rifle range to mount this optic, and since it was indoors, it was, when the lights were off, I had complete darkness, absolute hand in front of your face, complete darkness. And to be able to look through something like that and see the target in absolute darkness, it was like magic. It really was. As I've heard it said, that any technology sufficiently advanced appears to be magic. It's always been that way. It doesn't matter if you're a sophisticated person or a barefoot peasant in the Amazon jungle, it does appear to be magic. Right now, night vision is simply a matter of making your choice and making your purchase and having that big brown UPS truck or that big red, white, and orange FedEx truck delivered to your door, probably 3 to 5 days at the most. During any kind of crisis, people are, you know, Alex Jones has been doing this for years, talking about the possibility of martial law. Any martial law of any consequence, they're going to shut down sales of this kind of equipment. Night vision will be on the list, along with firearms and ammunition. Local emergency states of emergency could include the sale of alcohol being banned, limitations on when you can buy gasoline, limitations on how much food you can buy at the local grocer, limited to a certain dollar amount, for example. And so the thing to do is to prepare now. While everything's functioning, you have the luxury of what appears to be the luxury of time. That could be a complete illusion. We all woke up to the illusion of normalcy on that Monday morning, September 11, 2001. We're coming up on the next anniversary here in less than 4 weeks. I was preparing to go to the memorial service for my friend, my mentor, my employer, Mr. Charles Shaw, a World War II veteran. He had died the Friday before. If you saw Stephen Queen in The Great Escape, you saw my friend, my mentor, my employer, Charles Shaw, because Steve McQueen played on the screen what Mr. Shaw did in real life. be captured and escaped from German prisoner of war camps five times. So I'm getting on my blue suit, and I get a phone call from my buddy. John, are you watching TV? John, are you watching TV? Of course, I turned it on, and I saw the first tower in flames. And I was determined to get to this memorial service. I was just about ready to go when the second tower got hit. I was still going to go. So I leave my home. I'm at the service station, filling up my vehicle with fuel. Got the radio going, and I hear the CBS News saying there's smoke coming out of the Pentagon. That was it. That was it. Topped off the fuel tank, went home, and told my wife and my adult daughter what the plan would be. Now, that was mid-morning. That was about 9 o'clock or so. I don't recall the specific time. Before noon, we had the money out of the bank, all three vehicles fueled up, all three vehicles ready to go to our safe haven here in Davisville, where I now live full-time, and monitoring radio stations and TV stations. I told the women, my wife, my daughter, if there's any other attack anywhere in the United States today, we're out of here. I don't care where it is or what it is. We are out of here. When I saw heard the report of smoke coming up out of the Pentagon, I knew we were at war. I didn't know who with. But I knew that when smoke's coming out of the Pentagon, we're at war. That's one of the most carefully guarded, highly secure places on the planet. I didn't know the source of the smoke. All I knew was it was happening. Now, this is one of those incidents that people will remember where they were and what they were doing the rest of their lives, similar to those of us who were old enough to remember the moment they heard about John Kennedy being shot. There aren't many moments like that in a person's lifetime. I know for me, September 11th, 2001, was a very life-changing event. It reminded me of what I've been doing and preparing for all my life, how things can change in a moment, on the turn of a dime. It's just the way the world is. We go to bed with things being normal. We wake up hoping that they're still normal. That's why we live our lives. Well, things have never been normal since September 1st, 2001. The Patriot Act had been drafted by a team of attorneys over a period of time, probably a year or more, waiting for the right moment to introduce it as legislation in Congress, which they did within a fairly short period of time after the attacks that day. Congressman, my friend Congressman Todd Akin, who's no longer in Congress, rode a bus up there with other congressmen to see the devastation in New York City. And they being the powers that be, have successfully fooled most of the planet about what happened on that day, what really happened that day. The 9/11 Commission report, which I have a hard copy of, it's a pretty thick book. Doesn't even mention Building 7. Does not even mention Building 7. How in the world could you have a commission report on that tragedy that day and not even mention Building 7? Well, that's an embarrassment to the powers that be. That's why. Because what happened in Building 7 could not happen. What happened in Building 7, as far as the publicly stated story, defies all laws of science. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, we are back. Jim, we're back. We're here on Wednesday, the 17th day of August. Talk a little bit about firearms, one of my favorite topics. Civilians and non-combat military people get caught up in, when it comes to pistols especially, magazine capacity. Even police do this, and I just can't pick on civilians. Even police do this. The company Glock has had some tremendous marketing success, marketing their products. I don't particularly care for Glocks myself. I know a lot of younger people do. They're promoted as being a safe product, which they are. They almost all of them feature high-capacity magazines, 17, 19, 20, 22 rounds of ammunition. And if you think you need that, well, there's very few times when you would need that kind of legitimately need that kind of magazine capacity. If you're holding off the Chinese hordes on Pork Chop Hill in Korea during the Korean War, you obviously would want a high-capacity magazine. The possibility of encountering a gang of criminals is, I suppose, possible. That's why I carry a couple of extra mags for my 1911. In the very remote possibility that I would ever need extra firepower. But to carry that in an everyday carry, even on a duty pistol, I think is pointless, in my opinion. The only thing that counts is hits. Nothing else counts. A young man or a young woman in the military who's been given a machine gun and goes into combat, guess what? They're going to put that thing in full automatic. At some point, the Army figured out they needed to put a three-shot burst control on the M16s. We found out pretty quick during the Vietnam War, you give a scared 18-year-old boy a machine gun, he'll empty the magazine in a couple of seconds, and that's it. More than likely not hitting anything. You can't kill the criminal with noise. You can't scare him to death. You can't stop the criminal with noise. If noise would stop criminals, machine guns would be wonderful. But they can't, and they won't. Only thing that counts is hits. My various bodyguard assignments, I typically carry either a .38 snub nose or my 1911 or both. 1911 45 caliber pistol holds typically 7 or 8 rounds, depending if it's a compact pistol or a full size. That's more than enough. That's more than enough. Absolutely it is. I carry a second pistol because any mechanical device can malfunction. That's just the way mechanical devices are. Of course they can malfunction. They're mechanical devices. And it's inevitable that they would fail at the worst possible moment. That's just Murphy's law. If it can fail, it will fail, and it will fail at the worst possible moment. Of course it will. That's why I carry a backup when I'm on a bodyguard assignment or going someplace that I think warrants that kind of extra protection. Practice, practice, practice. I was disappointed when my friend, another Special Forces veteran, one of my recent pistol classes, blasted away at the Silhouette. He hit the Silhouette every time, but he did not have a shot group at all. It was spread out all over the Silhouette, a standard B-27 Silhouette, which were required and mandated by the state of Missouri to use, by the way. Left, right, up, down. He had shots everywhere on that, and in a very rapid manner, I might add. I mean, he could empty a 10-round magazine in less than 2 seconds, almost like an automatic weapon. I'm more prone to, myself, taking a slightly longer period of time and shooting a lot tighter shot group. I'm looking for X rings and 10 rings. Right in the middle of that B-27 Silhouette. That's what I'm looking for. And if I slows down just a bit more, especially if I'm using my Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum shooting wide cutters, I'll just cut the center out of the target. Okay, here's our break. Stay tuned. Right now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi. My name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Click on Uncle Sam there on my home page. There's four pages that will tell you how to earn a commission and have John Moore send you a check. I'm the only radio talk show host I'm aware of offering to send his listeners a check, but I'm offering to do so. Just work on it a little bit. Help arrange a speaking engagement, and you get a commission check sent to you. Of course, the Rocket Heater is on sale right now, $850 off retail. Marvelous technology. Winter's coming. Check out the Rocket Heater at my website, thelibertyman.com. And as always, the Energy Cleaner, a marvelous healing device. Only $285 shipping included. Not much money compared to the benefits you get from the Energy Cleaner. We focus on two things, getting a great night's sleep and pain mitigation. I use mine every night. I'm pretty active around the ranch here. Last Friday, I hyperextended my right shoulder jumping off the Kubota tractor in a hurry, and I've been using Energy Cleaner to help with the healing process there, and I'm glad I've got it. I'm really glad that I have it. You need to get yours. Check out the patent application details at my website, the wonderful testimonials. And also be sure and check out the factory-made, fitted, washable mattress pads. Everything's right there at my website, thelibertyman.com. I take PayPal. PayPal now takes payments, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. toll-free auto line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning. I got five things to mention, John. What would be the best animal, maybe you've said it before, I'm sure, to have for barter during a crisis or EMP?
Well, there's no single one. The one that will be in biggest demand would be 22 long rifle, since that's ubiquitous. Common pistol calibers, 9mm, 45, 38, 40. Shotgun shells, any kind and every kind of shotgun shell will be in demand, especially 12-gauge and 20-gauge. The less common ones, 410 and 16-gauge, I wouldn't mess with those too much. But there'll be demand for every kind of ammunition you can imagine, Dave.
The other thing, you've probably seen where on the Internet where Obama's releasing 15 people from Guantanamo.
Right. Well, he promised when elected he was going to clear out Guantanamo. We've had multiple incidents of these detainees, these prisoners being released and getting back into combat to attempt to murder more people. So that we have a pretty good track record of that having happened in the past, and it will probably happen again. There were some, I don't doubt, that were wrongly arrested that should not have been there, but the majority of them are murderers, criminals, and they do need to be there.
I heard one time that there's plans to open up and let the criminals out of enormous amount of prisons. You ever heard about that?
Well, there's plans to release men and women convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. Which our prisons are full of men and women convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. The federal level especially, they took away the judge's ability to judge each punishment on its merit. That's been taken away from the judges, what's been 8 or 10 years ago, sentencing guidelines. The judges have no choice except to follow the very stringent sentencing guidelines. The whole issue of illegal drugs in this country is a very convoluted morass, quite frankly, Dave. It really is. Anything else?
Yes, I do a couple. I've seen on several websites about releasing him. There's a site that you might be very interested in or know already. It's called creepingsharia.wordpress.com. It's an anti-Muslim site, creepingsharia.wordpress.com.
Okay. Well, there's several good ones out there. You don't need to be anti-Muslim. All you need to do is tell the truth. All you need to do to be anti-Muslim is correctly quote the Quran to be considered anti-Muslim.
Another thing to mention, in Chicago, I've seen on one website where there's 150,000 gang members in Chicago and only 13,000 police officers of every type
right. In
Chicago.
Right,
that would have
said
something.
I read the same thing. Yep.
The last thing is, what do you think of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange?
Well, I have mixed feelings about Mr. Assange. I haven't followed his work all that carefully. My main concern about anything of that nature is that revelations would be made that would harm U.S. national security and harm agents that are in place and reveal sources and methods. That's my concern with anything like that. I very carefully protect my sources not to cause any harm to them. And I'm not sure if Assange has done that or not with what he has been releasing.
Last thing, what would it take you, John? What would it take to get you to leave where you are and go live in Chicago?
A lot of money. a scarily high a lot of money.
Yeah, if you live to use it, right?
Well, I know how to be safe most anywhere, and I would get an Illinois concealed carry permit, and I would do what was necessary to be safe. But no, I have no desire or inclination to live in any major city, not even my hometown, St. Louis, at this point.
Yeah, I was there one many years ago, and it is extremely windy there. Yeah. Well, that's it, John. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Appreciate the call. If you're just getting started with firearms, I recommend that you start out getting good instruction from the get-go. I have so many female pistol students in my concealed carry classes that they, a well-meaning man in their life could be their father, brother, husband, boyfriend, hand them a heavy caliber pistol. They never shot a handgun before in their life. Hand them a heavy caliber pistol. Here, honey, shoot this. Well, that's the worst thing you can do, gentlemen. And ladies, these men, typically they mean well, but they got it wrong. You need to start out with either an adult quality pellet pistol or a .22, both of which have either no recoil at all or very light recoil, wearing proper hearing and eye protection. After having a good classroom instruction first, you have to learn the parts of the firearm, how they function, why they function, how ammunition works, the nomenclature of everything involved with firearms, magazines, ammunition, the firearms, and so forth, how to get a proper sight picture, how to properly hold the firearm, whether it's a rifle, a shotgun, or a pistol. How to stand so you got a good firm stance. All these things go into the fundamentals of learning to use a rifle, shotgun, or pistol. After you got the good classroom work done, then you move to the range with either an adult quality pellet pistol or a .22 caliber. It's a massive mistake to start out with a heavy caliber pistol, especially for a woman. Seriously, it really is. Don't do that. I would say hundreds of rounds of .22, hundreds of pellets if you're using a pellet pistol, possibly even thousands. Pellets don't cost much. Get the fundamentals down first, and iron sights only for a beginner. I when I teach my grandson to shoot, I didn't allow him around any optics for at least 2 to 3 years. You want to build a good solid foundation with iron sights before moving on to any kind of optics or laser sights, holographic sights, anything like that. A good solid foundation in iron sights first. Then move on to the optics, whatever those optics might be. Telescopic sights, holographic sights, night vision. It's a wide range of stuff. I'm not a big fan of laser sights. Laser sights, just like tracer ammunition, work both ways. How about that? So if you want the criminal to know where you are, just turn on a laser sight. They'll know precisely where you are. And gentlemen and ladies, do not think that a laser sight can take the place of training. Don't put yourself in that position. Don't depend your life on something that needs a battery. Seriously, don't do that. And I've had students say, oh, John, I got a laser sight now. I don't need to train anymore because wherever that laser is pointing, that's where I'm going to hit. Well, it doesn't work that way. If you don't have the fundamentals of sight picture, breath control, trigger control, laser sight or not, the odds of you having any kind of precision marksmanship are slim to none. A laser sight cannot make up for lack of proficiency in the proper use of a firearm. It can't, and it won't. Now, once you have proficiency in using your firearm, rifle, shotgun, pistol, once you have that proficiency, and it's a matter of muscle memory, then by all means, if you want to supplement that proficiency with a laser sight, then by all means do it. I can see where a laser sight could have an intimidation value when you're attempting to capture the burglar, the robber, whoever it might be. if they're not too far gone with their abuse of alcohol and or drugs, which almost always would be the case, by the way. The odds of you encountering a criminal, committing a criminal act, who's not partly incapacitated with either alcohol or drugs or both, it's pretty slim. Almost always. It's a rare, rare occasion. There are such things as professional criminals, by the way. One of my listeners had her safe broken into by a professional criminal a few weeks ago. Very tragic situation. Very tragic. She did not have an alarm system on her home at the time. Very tragic. But other than the professional criminals, which there are such things, by the way, most common thugs and criminals will be using, consuming either alcohol or drugs or both. That's my worldview. That's my experience. I've been investigating crimes since 1973. Sounds like 43 years to me. Not quite half a century. I've been carrying pistols concealed since 1967. Not quite half a century. My first 1911 I purchased from one of the GIs in Vietnam I served with, $50. Didn't even have a holster for the darn thing for concealed carry. I had a full flap military holster for carrying it on duty, which I did most of the time. Off duty, I just stuck it in the waistband of my Levi's and draped my shirt over it and went and did whatever it was I was going to do. Go out to a restaurant, have a meal, whatever it might be. Tour the town with my camera. It was certainly some peace of mind knowing that that fully loaded 1911 was stuck in the waistband of my Levi's walking around South Vietnam down there in the Mekong Delta, or carrying classified documents and enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car. That's a lot of cash. Walking down the street with my 1911 on my hip and my Thompson submachine gun in my right hand and the briefcase full of classified documents from military intelligence, the CIA, RAND Corporation, and enough cash to buy a brand new Jaguar sports car, full sticker price, walking down the street in Mekong Delta by myself. I was glad that 1911 was on my hip and that Thompson was in my right hand. And quite frankly, I wasn't so much concerned about the Viet Cong terrorists as I was GIs who would figure out what I had in that case. Been at this a long time. I like Thompson submachine guns. I like 1911s. They both served me well and continue to serve me well. I don't have a Thompson, but someday, probably a semi-automatic Thompson pistol. You don't need to shoot a Thompson on full automatic anyway. The weight of the Thompson submachine gun firing semi-auto makes it very, very controllable. It's a heavy piece. Thompson submachine guns are heavy. The Thompson semi-automatic pistol, M1 Thompson pistol, is a heavy piece. That weight reduces the felt recoil of that 45 slug down to, not much. Pretty neat. Very desirable piece, in my opinion. Most people don't want anything to do with them because they are so heavy. Competition is where you can learn skills. If you want to get on a government list, we're always concerned about the red list, the blue list, and so forth. If you want to get on the red list, get active in paintball competition. Join a paintball club. Subscribe to a paintball competition magazine. You'll be on the list real quick. High-quality training. Paintball competition is high-quality, close-quarters combat training. It's fun. Of course it's fun. It's a blast. When I was in Special Forces on my A-team, we engaged in paintball competition for training. It is excellent training. Doesn't cost a whole lot. It's fun to do. I don't know that I'd get involved in it with a hobby myself, but if you choose to, that's certainly a matter of personal choice. But it's excellent close quarters combat training. Now, pistol competition is also combat pistol competition is excellent training. I got involved in combat pistol competition in the mid-1970s, or around 1976, 77, along in there. And it was great training. I met a bunch of great guys and gals, mostly men at that time, who were interested in the same thing. Combat pistol competition was brand new back then, and we were still figuring out how to do it. Everybody was learning from each other. It was great. You know, there's nothing like competition to get skills. Here's our break. The call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 17th of August. All you listeners in the Philippines, I know we have a lot. I was in the Philippines. I was in Manila. It's been 5 or 6 years ago. I have to look at my passport to see the stamp on there. I love the Philippines. Great people, great culture, love the food. I would dearly love to come back to the Philippines for another speaking engagement. The speaking engagement I had there previously was at the home of the former president of the Bank of the Philippines. Contact my director of marketing, Mandy. Just go to my website, click on Uncle Sam there, and you get all the details about how to help promote me and have a speaking engagement for John Moore in the Philippines. That would be wonderful. Getting back to firearms, these are not complex matters. They really aren't. These are simple matters that require diligence and time, training from somebody who knows what they're doing as opposed to a well-meaning individual who really doesn't know what they're doing. It's kind of ironic. I've grown to expect that the female students in my classes who have little experience are paying very careful attention. They paid good money to sit in the class. They pay attention to the instructor. That's myself. And they end up shooting a nice tight group of X rings, 10 rings, and 9 rings, while many of the men don't pay attention. They've been shooting firearms for 20, 40 years or so. Oh, I know how to shoot. I don't need to pay attention to what John's saying. And they outshoot many of the men who aren't paying attention. And it's very gratifying to have a novice student shoot a nice tight group because they were paying attention. They paid good money to sit in that classroom and learn and absorb the material. And they go out there on the range and shoot a nice tight group. That is very, very gratifying for myself as an instructor. And I've learned to expect that many men can't and won't shoot a nice tight group. They're up, they're down, they're left, they're right. Oh, well. You can, as they say, you lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Get good training. Your local gun club might be a good place to find a NRA-certified instructor. Gun ranges will have typically know about and have NRA-certified instructors that they can refer you to. That beginning point, that foundation, is what everything else is built on. So get a good, solid foundation to begin with and go from there. Seriously, go from there. And you'll be glad you did. And practice, practice, practice. The precision shooters will spend hundreds of hours laying on the floor of their living room with a snap cap, practice ammunition, in that rifle, practicing hundreds of hours dry fire. Seriously, hundreds of hours to get that muscle memory built in, to get these techniques built in. Prone position, sitting position, standing position, and variations thereof. But that's the three main positions. Prone, sitting, and standing. Okay, that's it for the day. Stay tuned for great broadcasting here at Republic Broadcasting. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless America.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.